morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Good morning. Good to be here with all of you on this rainy day. And a few announcements before the service begins. Received a text just moments ago from Crystal Lindemann. We've been praying for her grandmother, Irma Alpers, for quite a while. And she said she's gone to her eternal rest. So we'll pray for Crystal and her family as they grieve Irma. And let me announce, well, I better say this because we may have some radio listeners who want to attend the youth bonfire tonight because there's a typo, my fault. It's for 6th to 12th grades. And I'm not checking anybody for age. So, you know, even our 160th grade people are welcome to come. We're going to just have fun, whatever grade you're in, come. And rain should be done, and I'm glad we got rain because it makes me feel better about the fire risk, you know. Anyway, so the hymns for today, we will have our opening hymn 596, All Christians Who Have Been Baptized. Our hymn of the day, 826, Hark the Voice of Jesus Crying. During distribution, 555, Salvation Unto Us Has Come. 680, Thine the Amen, Thine the Praise. 712, Seek Ye First. Our closing hymn, the hymn of the month, 594, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It. Let us begin with our opening hymn, number 596.
Thank you.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us. Forgive us our sins and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, merciful Father, in holy baptism, you declared us to be your children and gathered us into your one holy church, in which you daily and richly forgive us our sins and grant us new life through your Spirit. Be in our midst, enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We continue by chanting the introit on the insert.
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, since we cannot stand before you relying on anything we have done, help us trust in your abiding grace and live according to your word through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated for the readings. The readings are printed on the insert, and our Old Testament reading for today is from Isaiah chapter 55. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of the Lord. We chant together the gradual. The epistle is from Philippians chapter 1. I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. For I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with all courage, now as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I'm to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which I shall choose, I cannot tell. I'm hard-pressed between the two. My desire is to depart and be with Christ, for that is far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary on your account. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with you all for your progress and joy in the faith, so that in me you may have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus because of my coming to you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of you, that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind, striving side by side for the faith of the gospel, and not frightened in anything by your opponents. This is a clear sign to them of their destruction, but of your salvation, and that from God. For it has been granted to you that for the sake of Christ, you should not only believe in him, but also suffer for his sake, engaged in the same conflict that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand in honor of the gospel.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house
went out early in the morning to hire laborers in his for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, "You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you." So they went. Going out again and again, about the sixth hour, the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You go into the vineyard too." And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. This is the gospel of the Lord. We continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. We continue with our hymn of the day. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. One, two, three. The little girl goes scurrying off, giggling, zipping in and out between all the different playground equipment. And Mom keeps counting a little slower to give the girl time to find her hiding spot. Four, five, six. She always knows where she's at, of course, until she gets time to duck in behind that climbing wall. Seven, eight, nine, ten. Okay, ready or not, here I come. And little girl giggles, peeks out behind, and Mom excitedly looks and moves toward her little daughter with anticipation until they're reunited in the squeal of delight as she is found, of course. And they're reunited for another round. This time Mom gets to hide. You know how this goes if you've ever played hide and seek with a little one. The object is, well, it's not to hide, it's to be found. For the parent and the child, the joy is being together, being reunited, being together. Well, so it is with our God. He delights in being with his children and delights in being with you. And we delight in being with him. We rejoice together when we seek him and we find him right where he says he can be found. Since the fall, our sinful inclination is to hide from God because of our sin. He knows our sin, and we know he knows it, and so we do not want to be in his presence, the righteous one, the holy one, the just one. In his presence, we're exposed. His righteousness reveals our filthiness, filthy thoughts, our selfish desires, all of our failings. But when we hide, we find no peace. Like a guilty child, we tell ourselves that hiding's the answer. But it's not. Adam and Eve tried hiding. They were guilty. They were afraid. And their gracious God sought them out. He did cast them out of the garden, but he didn't cast them from himself. He promised that one would come through their offspring who would save them, deliver them, reconcile them, make it all right, that they may be together forever. And through faith in this promise, Adam and Eve received forgiveness. This free, unmerited grace. It doesn't make sense to the human mind. It's God's ways, higher than our ways. They no longer had to hide. They can enjoy peace, even in the midst of the fallen creation. In our Isaiah text today, God is inviting his children through the prophet. In verses just prior to the readings for today, come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. He who has no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligent to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear that your soul may live, and I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. God loves his children much more than even earthly parents love their earthly children. And right, Isaiah, that was three verses of the chapter 55 we have for today. He's extending this invitation. He has prepared this victory feast. God, of course, knows what he will do. He has promised it even since the fall. I suppose from God's perspective, it's as good as done, being he's outside of time. But for those people then, they had to wait for the promised one, for this victory. And so we have in our text today, he said, seek the Lord while he may be found. So he's, again, he's talking to the people of Israel, his children who, well, like us, they had a tendency to hide. They had a tendency to not seek him, but to go after false gods, idols. And a tendency to wander off. But of course, God knows where they are at all times. He also knows what's going to happen to them because they will be going into exile in Babylon. They'll be away from the temple where he has set up to reside with them, to be present so that they could be with him, seek him there, know exactly where he is. So he's giving these words in our text today. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Well, how do people find him on their own? Isaiah, in previous chapters, has already described their condition with such descriptors as deaf and blind, stubborn from birth, no righteousness of their own. Well, God is telling them and has told them he is sending the one who will be the servant, the suffering servant. And he alone is righteous. And through his death and his resurrection, they will be declared reconciled with God. Through this suffering servant, his death and resurrection, they would be declared righteous in God's presence. It says in Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. On this servant. The servant is Christ, the good shepherd who came to seek and to save the lost. So how do people respond to his invitation to seek? Seek the Lord while he may be found. Well, we know that we can seek him in Jesus. The temple has been destroyed, but Jesus is the temple. Jesus is present in his word, in the enduring word of the Lord. We have the promises of the word, even subsequent immediately after our reading today, for as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it. God sends his word, and in that word, we receive Christ himself, the promised one, the suffering servant who has reconciled us with God, who has made us righteous because of his righteousness. Jesus is that word enfleshed. Those who seek him in the word those who seek him where he promises to be found, in holy baptism, in the Holy Supper, his body and blood for you, where Christ is present. Those who seek him where he promises to be found, they find him. To do otherwise is to simply rebel, to go after idols, false gods. It is Christ alone who gives life. False gods only bring death. We can be fooled to think that we don't have to seek him in his word, in the holy sacraments of baptism and communion, or to neglect him, thinking, well, he's always there at church, at that divine service, in the word. So I know that. I know where he's at. I believe that. I believe. Maybe you recall last Sunday we talked about the abundance of water, just kind of an image of the grace of God that's abundant. And that's true. There's plenty. There's always there. But if you think it's enough just to know this, you're fooling yourself. To think, oh, there's always water out there. I can get a drink anytime I want. And you never drink? Does you no good. I can be clean anytime I want, but you never bathe. Does you no good. Think about a parent. Unimaginable, but if a parent would never interact with a little one, their little child, never interact, never talk, no touch. Child cannot survive without that. Well, neither can we survive without interacting, contact with our beloved God. So when do we seek? Our text gives us some urgency. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. When's the best time? All your life. All your life while he is near. To enjoy that union. We reunite every Sunday, right? These divine services, and we delight like the parent and child. The wicked ones, the unbelievers, those are the unrepentant sinners. They insist on their own way. They're trusting their own thoughts. That leads only to death. There is no peace. They're forfeiting peace. And yet, by the sufferings of the servant, peace with God has been earned for them. So they're still invited. We're still invited. When we sin, God's ways, they're higher than our ways. That makes no sense. But how amazing. Our beloved God, he knows exactly where we are all the time, whether we're trying to hide from him or not. He knows all of our wicked thoughts, selfish desires. And he extends the invitation, come. Seek me so that we can reunite and have joy and delight in being with the God who has reconciled us to him. Amen. May the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand. Together we join in our prayers. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, grant that we would rejoice in the light of Christ and his salvation, and that sinners would find refuge in his mercy and comfort in his forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy, Heavenly Father, embolden our congregation and all sister churches throughout the world to confess the truth steadfastly and to witness boldly to our only Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, we give you humble thanks for instituting the estate of holy marriage and for the blessing of family. Grant that these gifts would be cherished and honored in our society and especially within the household of faith. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty Lord, bless this nation and all people in their rightful callings. Grant that we may serve our neighbors in love and that all authorities would exercise their callings with humility and wisdom on behalf of the defenseless. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of health. Hear our prayers on behalf of the sick, the aged, the infirm, the mourning, or the dying, especially Marlis, Pastor Jones, Haley, Marlis, Pastor Sedlock, Ruth, the family of Crystal Lindemann and of Irma, her grandmother, Lacey, Jim, Lewis, Greg, Diane, Nancy, Ben, Mark, Blaine, Audrey, Mary Jo, Lynn, Amy, Ben, Cookie, Sarah, Marlene, Arlene, and Pastor Miller. Grant them healing in accord with your will and grace to sustain them in their need. Lord, in your mercy. Remember, O Lord, those who will receive your true body and blood from this altar. Prepare us to receive them worthily in repentance and faith for the forgiveness of our sins and the healing of our bodies. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the witness of the faithful who lived and died in Christ. Grant that at the last we too may be joined with them in the marriage feast, in the marriage supper of the Lamb and his kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, grant that in Christ we may seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you are near, forsaking all wicked ways and unrighteous thoughts. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Lord. A special blessing for our radio listeners and all of you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death, that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit, that we may faithfully eat and drink of the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that come to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. The very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given for you. Ellie, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take.
Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. I rest the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. The true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of Christ, given unto death for you. Shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. To the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for you. Take and eat the very body.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.